So now it is time for us to monetize, to make money, and to actually sell. And so if the research that we've done up to this point, in terms of choosing a niche and selecting a business model, is really about what other people are doing, what other people are selling to make money, then now it's time for us to look at what we can do to make money. And that pretty much always involves selling a product or service, either ours or someone else's as an affiliate. So let's sell, let's monetize. And this is all about making money. In other words, what do we sell? Don't worry, by the way, AI can do the actual selling. All you'll need to do is to provide a link where people can actually pay, but the actual words, the media, the traffic, the content, all the things that do the actual selling can be done by AI. We certainly don't need to do any cold outreach or approach people or anything like that. But we are going to be selling things. That's how we're going to make money. We are going to solicit business and get people to give us money, basically. Now, we've briefly looked at this in terms of what other people are doing, but now we want to decide what we actually want to do in this space. And again, this decision is going to be determined by a mixture of our leverage, the abilities of the AI, and also competition in the space. And there'll be another updated spreadsheet later on that will talk about some of these things. And by the way, you'll notice I'm talking here about selling. I'm not just leaving it at monetizing. Because I generally don't recommend monetizing with ads, solely with ads. I don't recommend that. It's generally too slow. And it also cuts off a lot of traffic sources. And so, you know, if you're making 10 cent per visitor from your ads, which is, you know, probably actually going to be a pretty good number if you're making 10 cents per visitor with an ad, you're going to find it difficult to buy traffic. There's not many good traffic sources that you can run on. The affiliates won't want to promote you anyway. And so it kind of cuts off a lot of traffic sources. So generally, we want to sell a product of some kind, either one of our own or someone else's, or of course, both, or even multiple products. So earlier on, I suggested some business models, which we're now going to take a much deeper dive into. And a question you might have is, why did I recommend these specific business models? Why am I, you know, talking about building and selling software, ebooks, you know, why the focus on these things? Well, there's a few reasons I've touched on, but again, I just want to go over them so you understand the importance of all this. These methods that I'm going to talk about now, they all leverage AI, which, you know, does a few things for us. It gives us an edge or an angle for marketing. So if we can actually use AI within our product, then that's going to separate us in the market. There's a lot of people that are excited about AI, and simply taking what someone else is doing but adding AI to it is going to give us a competitive edge. And of course, we can also use AI to automate things and therefore make it much easier for us to do all the things we'll need to do to actually launch into this new market. Secondly, and most obviously, they've all either made me money or made my close friends a lot of money. Most of them, by the way, relate to digital products, which, as I've said, you know, high margin, very good economics, instant distribution. There's a lot to be said for digital products. It's no coincidence that pretty much all of the biggest, most successful companies on the planet right now are in the software space, which, of course, is perhaps the, you know, the biggest and the best of all the digital products. They all revolve around IP, which means they all have high margins. There's a lot of differentiation that comes with that focus on IP. High margins really matters to you. I'm going to run some calculations in another video that I'll do that will show you the importance of high margins. It should kind of be obvious, but you'll see exactly how important it is that you get to keep as much of your revenue in, on the bottom line as possible. And also, high margins don't just matter to you. They also matter to your affiliates as well, to influencers you might want to do deals with, to JV partners, to places that you can advertise on. The fatter your margins, the more money you will have to give to other people who can promote and drive traffic to your brand and to your website. And then as well, they can all be made very, very quickly. Okay, so, you know, there's not a ton of lead-in time. You don't need to go and approach a supplier and white label a product and negotiate a contract and, you know, fly out and have lunch with someone. All of this can be done very, very quickly yourself, which means that not only is it quick, which is cool, but also there's very fast feedback and time for us to pivot. So we can quickly see if it's working. We can quickly do it. And if it doesn't work, then we can make changes, or if part of it works, then we can keep that, you know, but change some aspects of it. And then lastly as well, they can all be bootstrapped, okay? So there's very low startup costs. We're not going to spend thousands or tens of thousands of dollars to get set up, which of course, again, is going to mean that we can immediately abandon a project that isn't working and immediately scale up one that is. So at this point, you have settled on your niche, for example, astronomy or firefighters or vertical jump for basketball players. But how do we decide on the business model that works best in a particular niche? Well, as always, the starting point is being reductive, i.e. what is working for others, what's making them money. So you want to look at things like, are others in the niche doing, selling, making money with any of the business models that I've talked about? What are the pain points and desires that you see in the niche? Which one of these business models actually solves these? Are people buying ads to promote any of these business models? This is generally a very, very good sign. And by the way, answering these questions will also typically lead you to other components, such as the traffic platform, which is where these guys actually sell. So essentially, we're about to look at the different ways that we can monetize and sell, which are, you know, components of the business models that we talked about earlier. And these are going to be presented to you in a particular order from kind of five figures to six figures, very, very easy, all the way up to eight figures, very, very hard. And so they kind of ranked broadly, starting with the easiest, but they're also broadly ranked from the least to the most profitable. And so, of course, it's going to be easy for you to do something that, you know, you can start out doing and maybe make five figures from. And then as you kind of progress and become more and more skilled, you can start to look at the more difficult business models that also offer larger rewards. And of course, this is just a generalization. You may find it easier to do number five on the list than to do number two on the list. And it will depend on your market. But broadly, that is how I've structured them. And I suggest you start small and build. Remember, you are building leverage. You can easily pivot to the next niche. You should really look at this as a journey. You can change niches. You can change business models. It may well be that this entry into a particular market, selling a particular product, will lead you to something slightly different. And then lastly, always pay attention to what other people are doing in your niche to actually make money. So with all that said, I think that covers it for this video, and I'll see you in the next one.